Well, good morning, everybody. It's a wonderful Sunday. We thank our God for this beautiful day. This gospel today, I just think it's beautiful because, and more I've been noticing this in our readings lately, that it's not enough for Jesus just that we follow behind him from a distance, but like he wants us to be in him. He sucks us up into his life and into his very being and person, which is a lot different than me here and the people behind me. It's Jesus is like, no, be in me. And so there's all kinds of images to this effect, but like this is one of the most beautiful ones, I think. This image of Jesus as the vine and you and I as the branches. I think this image is so beautiful because it's really one thing, the vine and the branches, but it's us and God together, us and Jesus as one. And it reminds us, too, of the fact that without Jesus, we have nothing. We can do nothing. In fact, Jesus even says that, without me, you can do nothing. Because just like a branch that is not connected to the vine, it can't do anything. And it dies and it withers and it disintegrates, ultimately. But a branch that is connected to the vine bears much fruit. We are utterly dependent on Jesus for everything. That's the message, the fundamental message of our gospel. We are utterly dependent on the Lord for everything. And I was thinking of just three ways that this is true. And you know the grocery store GFS, well, that's the same acronym that I'm thinking of today. Growth, fruit, strength. We are dependent on Jesus for all of those things and a whole host of other things. But I was just thinking about these three with our readings today. Growth. I think we all have this desire, naturally, because God put it into us, to grow, to become better men and better women, to become better mothers, better fathers, better husbands, better wives, for me, a better priest. Another priest, he told me that it's a good idea to read a book on the priesthood every year so that I get better every year. I think that's very wise. And same for married folks. You know, maybe you spend a time reading a book on how to have a healthier, happier marriage. I saw this cartoon a couple days ago, and it had this the question at the top that this 10-year-old boy, Ricky, was supposed to answer was, what do you think a man can do to become a better husband? And so he drew a picture of a truck. And he said, even if, tell your wife she's pretty, even if she looks like a truck. I don't know why I found that funny. But on the bottom it said, Ricky will be married for many, many years. But we should always want to get better, become better husbands, better fathers, better everything. And we just have this desire to grow as people, to get better at our jobs and whatever. We want to get better. We want to grow. As a priest, there's nothing more that I want than our community, our parish, to grow in number and in holiness. I you know, in our first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, which tells the story of the early church, it talks about how quickly the converts were coming and people were being added and added to their number. There's a lot of numbers in the Acts of the Apostles. And I was thinking of how, that was a group of unstoppable people. And the church was growing like at an unstoppable rate. It was this force. Because it was so deeply, deeply on the vine of Jesus. And I think it's the same with us. It's the same with every ministry here. It's the same with every parish as a whole, that we're the strongest when we are the most connected to the vine, because the vine is the source of all life and strength. That's the G, growth. We all want to grow. F, fruit. We all want to produce fruit. It's a natural thing. We want to produce things. We want to be useful. It happens a lot that when I visit folks in the nursing homes, a lot of times the hardest thing for people is that they can't do anything anymore. You know, that all because of their condition, they, you know, here they've spent their whole lives working and doing these things and making, and all of a sudden they can't. We want to make fruit. We want to produce more than anything, as St. John said in our second reading, love. Love is the most important thing. He says, love one another in sincerity and truth. The best fruit we can ever make is love. And to pump more love into the world, into our families, our church, our parish, everywhere. And we can only do that, you guys, if we're on the vine. Because the vine is Jesus and Jesus is love. And if you and I are the branches, we're producing love, this fruits of love all over the world that we can't produce on our own. It's impossible. But inasmuch as we're connected to the vine, it's easy peasy. And in fact, it just kind of happens, which is a happy consequence. I saw this thing, that the saying that we should be the type of people that when we wake up in the morning, the devil says, dang it, he's awake. You know, like, because we are in the course of our day doing so much, producing so much fruit for the Lord, that the devil isn't happy about it. And that's the F. Growth, fruit, S for strength. I think a lot of us, I don't know, it's probably a very human thing. We get to a point a lot of times where we just kind of feel in over our heads. And like there's just so much that we have to face. And the problems can seem awfully large and too much for us. And they are too much for us, but they're not too much for our God. And so I think that like when we're in those places of weakness, that we just remember we're on the vine, and the vine is the Lord. Yesterday night I was in Carmel for a dinner, and then at the end of the dinner, after that was over, before I came back, I went and stopped by the Perpetual Adoration Chapel at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And just so happens that there were a bunch of high school kids in there, and there were, it was neat to see how deeply in prayer they were. But there were two guys playing guitars, and they were singing this song, Jesus, He Can Move the Mountains. Our God is mighty to save. Mighty to save. And I was like, man, Jesus is my vine. I'm good. You know, I'm a branch. And I don't have to have enough strength. I can't. But I'm on the vine of a man, Jesus, and who is God at the same time, who can move a mountain. By God, He can deal with my problems too. You know? And like, thanks be to God that we're connected to that force, to that strength which is our God. And apart from it, if we're cut off, we're not going to be strong. We're going to wither and die. But inasmuch as we remain connected to Jesus, we're going to be all right. We thank our God today because He has brought us into this beautiful vine, that He has given us a place in the in His kingdom and on this beautiful plant that you and I get to be the branches of. We pray that we can always grow, always produce fruit, and always have strength in Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.